Penguin Random House Audio presents Dear Freedom Writer, stories of hardship and hope from the next generation. By The Freedom Writers, with Erin Gruwell. Read for you by a full cast, with an introduction written and read by Erin Gruwell. This audiobook contains exclusive commentary from original Freedom Writers.
Being a freedom writer means to me being an advocate for empathy, being a light in a world of darkness, to be that voice for those that don't have a voice to speak, to be the strength for those that are living in fear and suffering in silence. We're making ourselves vulnerable so that they feel comfortable in being vulnerable and know that they can heal.
Being a freedom writer has meant to me that I am an advocate for someone else. I am allowing someone else to share their voice and be a part of a family.
Freedom Writers has given me an opportunity to be seen. As a child, I never felt as though anyone really cared or anyone really knew what was going on behind the curtain, behind who I was. And the Freedom Writers gave me that opportunity to be seen.
For me, being a part of the Freedom Writers, it's been an awesome experience. You know, when we first started, I didn't think that it would be so huge as it is now. And it's not about us anymore. It's about getting our message out to everybody else to help the next person, basically just to pass the baton on. So that's what, for me, that's what that means. For me, being a part of the Freedom Writers.
For me, Freedom Writer has given me opportunity to stay relevant and stay a part of something. Because with the Freedom Writers, it's a natural family that you kind of can't get rid of, even if you tried, which is actually a good thing, because when you are at your lowest, you know you got somebody that you can actually reach out to or look back. If you stumble or you fall, you know it's always going to be somebody that's going to be your safety net and make sure that you get back up and try again.
Being a freedom writer means to me the capability of continuing to fight for the power of the pen. It's not a one and done type job. So for me, it's reminding me that I have a team behind me and making sure I'm available to support them to continue our power of writing.
It was an opportunity to save my life from following a path that was not good for me in the past. And it's given me a family, hope, and a mission.
To our Freedom Writer family, original Freedom Writers, Freedom Writer teachers, and the next generation of authors, family is what we make, family is what we choose. Introduction. As the wedding processional made its way down the rose-petaled pathway, I felt the same nervousness I experienced standing in front of my students, the Freedom Writers, as they entered room 203 over two decades ago. That day, I wore polka dots and pearls. But today, as the officiant of this wedding, I partnered my pearls with a robe given to me when I received an honorary doctorate degree. I wanted to look official, but standing in the sun in the black robe reminded me of how hot I used to be standing in my old classroom without air conditioning. I always worried that my students would see me sweat and figure out my imposter syndrome. I worried that the wedding party would see the same. When the father of the bride stood in front of me, arm in arm with the beautiful bride, he nodded at me as if to say, "I'm ready for you to ask the question." I smiled, nodded back, but I had no idea what the question was. Another common sentiment I faced in class. I'd missed the wedding rehearsal, and subsequently, my cue. My mother had died a few days earlier, so I was winging it. Another thing I did in class, a trickle of sweat, I was supposed to ask, who gives this bride away? To which she would have proudly answered, her mother and I. Since the only other wedding I'd officiated included two grooms, that line was not in my script. The second standing before the eager father felt like hours. All eyes were on me. I felt a pang of angst. What am I doing here? In that moment, the mother of the bride, a beloved freedom writer, winked at me, as if to say, everything is going to be okay. While I didn't learn about my faux pas until the father-daughter dance, having my former student assure me not to sweat the small stuff was a welcome role reversal. The mother of the bride was as confident at her daughter's wedding as she was in my class in room 203. Long before she got married and had children, her love affair was with biology. I knew her calm demeanor would serve her well as she set her sights on the field of medicine. But this brilliant and inquisitive student was deterred from going off to college with her fellow freedom writers because she was undocumented. While her immigration status may have slowed down her pursuit of higher education, it didn't stop her from achieving her dreams. She wanted to combat the stigma and show what immigrants can contribute when given a chance to thrive in America, which she drives home as the closing respondent in this book. This dedicated freedom writer and mother went on to become a citizen and graduate from a prestigious university with a degree in neuroscience and is now in the process of applying to medical school, all while her impressionable daughter has watched in awe and taken it to heart. Together, they will both become doctors, the mother to help fellow immigrants and the less fortunate, and the daughter to help abused animals as a veterinarian. Her daughter's sense of service resembles her mother's, and because they humbly serve those who are often invisible, this wedding was a time for both the mother and the next generation to be seen and celebrated. I saw her Freedom Rider family sitting in the audience, wiping away tears with one hand while holding a parasol to block the sun with the other. The same cadre, just days earlier, had rallied for me. They wiped away my tears and lifted me up when my mother had passed. My mother lost her struggle with Alzheimer's as the authors of this book and I were taking a virtual tour of Anne Frank's attic on what would have been Anne's 92nd birthday. Hours earlier, I was not sure my mom even knew who I was anymore. She did not speak while I was at her bedside. But as I was leaving, I said, I love you, Mommy. To which she replied, I love you too. Now, as I stood in front of the bride and groom, the cycle of life was not lost on me. The Freedom Riders are a reminder of what love looks like, biological or otherwise. Be it celebrating the best of humanity or grappling with grief, the Freedom Riders and I have lived through many milestones together. What started as a class of adversaries 20 years ago has now become a chosen family. When my students initially entered room 203 in Long Beach, California, they felt invisible. They were scarred, bruised, and broken. Following the civil unrest in their community, stemming from the Rodney King verdict, many of them felt vulnerable, unjustly labeled, and destined to become part of the school-to-prison pipeline. The feeling of being alone is where our story started. Luckily, creating a community and writing their narratives is what allowed them to heal and, in time, become whole. When my students chronicled their stories in the Freedom Writer's Diary, none of them expected that their book would become a beacon for other students who also felt alone, invisible, and on the margins. And yet, the Freedom Writer's Diary has now been read in sacred spaces, taught in crowded classrooms, and provided as a place of solace for those who are hurting. The Freedom Writers exceeded expectations by graduating from high school and pursuing higher education. Their inspiring transformation was chronicled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?